Writer and actress Anna Pacino is busy. She has appeared on shows like Always Sunny in Philadelphia, The Office. She has a mind-boggling stack of voiceover credits in video games and cartoons. And the Atlanta native loves comedy. She co-founded the Whole World Theater in Midtown, and she's doing stand-up at the Laughing Skull Comedy Fest all this week. But there's more. She's also a food writer with a new book about healthy and gluten-free eating called Eat Happy. Anna Pacino joins me in the studio. Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
Early morning for a stand-up comic.
Yeah, man. Working it out. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. Now, this book is a gluten-free, grain-free
yes.
book, cookbook.
It's a keyword-rich title. Notice that.
Fair enough.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But it is all of those
keywords
things.
Keywords are important.
They are.
But you have gotten rid of gluten because you actually have celiac.
I actually have celiac. I am not a gluten-free poser. I actually, legit, doctors have said you have to cut out gluten or else you will degenerate into nothing.
Well, yeah, celiac can be
due to autoimmune disease.
It can be fatal.
Well,
yeah.
There's complicated, because if you don't digest any nutrients and all of what happens is your immune system destroys the villi in your small intestines. And if you remember biology class, we need those villi to absorb nutrients. I'm wiggling my fingers right now. I'm acting out villi.
She is. Mm-hmm. She is. Mm-hmm. Happy, good morning, everyone. We're
good
talking
morning.
About the small intestines.
May the fourth be with you.
Okay. And do you see this part of your life in which you're a food writer and you have learned now how to cook everything from scratch?
Yes.
Do you see that as totally separate from your life in comedy?
I used to. I never, for a while, I couldn't find a way to reconcile them. But then I realized, like, you got to laugh and you got to eat. So why not be the person that puts that together? But, you know, I was always food blogging since I was diagnosed with celiac. What I was trying to do was, since I'm half Italian and I'm half Southern, I was like, I'm going to make gluten-free lasagna. I'm going to make gluten-free key lime pie. I'm going to figure this out, because I want people to be able to come over and eat and not know that it's gluten-free. Because you know how you eat something gluten-free, it tastes like sand.
Yeah, you know.
You know. You're like, so I'm going to figure this out. And I did. I made it my mission. And then I just kept putting on weight and putting on weight. And then I come to find out.
Now, this is odd because many people cut gluten out of their lives in order to lose weight.
Oh, yes, they do. They think that.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people do. And what happens is those people who do, usually they're just cutting out a lot of processed foods. But really, you're still eating processed grains. You're still going to have an insulin response. You're still going to want to store that excess sugar in your system as fat. You know what I mean? So that's what was happening to me. And then the older I got, the more weight I was putting on. And then Vinny Tortorich, who was my co-host for Fitness Confidential, mm-hmm. said, you need to cut out those grains, girl, and the sugars. And I did. And then it changed everything for me.
So then let's go back to the idea of how you connect this with your comedic life. How
yes.
do you make that connection? How do you?
Well, part of it was that when I started the podcast with Vinny, we figured out very quickly that we had a good rapport and that I was kind of the food / comedic element, although he is a very comedic character himself. I just kind of started bringing it in because it's something I'm so passionate about.
So let's talk a little bit about a lot of the work that you've done both in Hollywood and in stand-up comedy. And I realize this is Star Trek and not Star Wars. But here's a clip of some voiceover work from the 2013 Star Trek video game that you were a part of.
T'Mar.
Spock, you must believe me. I did this to protect our people. That device was supposed to help rebuild our planet. If I had known that, it would have...
On screen!
So how different is... you sound...
T'Mar is so dramatic. That was so dramatic. All video games are very dramatic.
They are.
They're like melodramas, honestly.
They're really like
yeah,
the...
they are. Like old school melodramas.
For young men, they're soap operas.
Yes, they are.
They are. Yeah. Mostly young guys. Yeah.
Well, that's the demographic.
Yes. There's a lot of women that play video games.
Oh, I play a lot of video games.
So tell me about how you go about creating these characters for video games. Because when you listen to them, they are very different.
Sure.
You really have created a different personality for each of them.
You have to. Well, a lot of that, is already done. They hire amazing writers, and they've been writing and animating these things already. They've been in development for maybe 4 or 5 years even, before you even get to the point where you're casting voices. And so you have to audition, and you have to just, you get a feel for it. I like to see the drawing. They'll usually give you a schematic of the character, and then you can kind of see, especially with cartoons too, you can see if they have a weird thing with their mouth, you can like see if they have a thing with their lip, or you look at it and you go, that's how, to me, how that person or creature would speak.
Okay, so then let's hear a little bit of, this is from 2014, Mamarazzi. You're confronting in here Minnie Driver.
I'm going to call the police right now.
Oh, God, please don't.
No, I'm going to.
No, please don't. My boyfriend just broke up with us, and he's kicking us out, and I'm pregnant, and I can't take this right now.
Oh, my God, can you stop doing that? Because I don't know if you're laughing or if you're crying.
I get it.
So
very different.
very yeah. different. And also, to a certain extent, you end up having to wear a lot of hats.
Yes.
So that's different than someone who, say, gets cast on a show and plays the same character for year after year after year. How
yes.
do you approach being a different person?
I like voiceover in the sense that there is a change up every day. I'm doing tons of auditions every day. My agent has me going out on stuff every day. So when I do, like, I do the voice of Thursday nights on ABC. And so when I do that, like, that's a nice regular gig. But it's fun to go do a cartoon and go do an old lady voice on this thing and then go do, like, a weird, a strange, like, teenage boy. That sounds like broke down Bart Simpson, let's be honest.
Yeah.
What I just did there. That was crazy.
Yeah. But so let's hear one more of your hats. This is some of your stand up, or again, you're talking about food.
When you have a family, like, you no longer have stuff that's just your stuff. You know, if I bring home a piece of chocolate cake, there's nowhere to hide it. So I have to do the discipline thing. I have to eat the cake in the car in the driveway with the lights off.
So is that, a completely different task when it's stand-up?
Well, no, I mean, that is actually taken from real life. And to be honest, that cake I'm talking about is a gluten-free cake. And the two people that I live with who can have gluten would eat my... And it makes me mad because they can go out in the world and eat any kind of cake. I bring home gluten-free cake. That's my cake. Don't take my cake.
Well, as you mentioned, you're half-Southern. Cake
yes.
is important.
Okay, it's very important.
Yeah, mess with...
Ladies need a piece of cake from time to time just to take the edge off.
Yeah. So then let's talk about the South and food, because you come from two different cultures, both Italian and Southern, where food is
everything.
How does that play out in your life?
Well, it plays out in the sense that I have to cook a lot. Like, if I go to restaurants, honestly, there's a lot of cross-contamination. The older I'm getting, the more sick I get when I get some accidental gluten. So it plays out in the sense that I like to make good tasting food. I don't like steamed vegetables with no flavor. I don't like a piece of poached chicken I don't like that. I want it to taste good. So you need to add in some fats. You need to add in some seasoning. You need to add flavor. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so it plays out like that having both those cultures coming from inside of me means I'm going to make the best tasting food that I can. It's a priority. And then I just love food because it brings people together, and I love people always coming over to the house, and I love making stuff, and it's kind of an obsession. Always thinking about, like, what recipe? Oh, you know what? Like, I would like to make a chicken tikka masala. I love that, but I notice if I eat it at the restaurant, I'm getting sick. What if I could make it my way? You know, so that's kind of how I think.
Okay, so then tonight you're doing a stand-up show.
Yes.
And this is something, I mean, you're still a big part of Atlanta's comedy scene. What kind of town is Atlanta for a comic?
Well, Atlanta is amazing, and it was amazing with the improv scene when I was here a while back when we founded Whole World, which is still going strong, and now it's exploded. And I don't know what happened, maybe because I left for a little while, that all y'all decided to get together. No, but it's really good. The Laughing Skull Comedy Festival is this amazing festival that they put together. There's so many, the comics are flying from literally all over the world to do it. And I think that there's so many clubs now in Atlanta. There was like one back in the day.
But you don't have any idea. You must sit down and talk about this with colleagues and say what happened.
Of course. I mean, I don't know if some of it has to do with the film and television, you know, tax credits, bringing more, you know, business here. Because when my husband and I went to go to L.A., there was not a lot going on film and television wise. And then it all started happening. Again, it took us leaving.
You didn't leave L.A. because you didn't like Atlanta. You left L.A. because you have allergies. Right?
Exactly. That's pretty much the truth. If you can hear it in my voice now, I'm repressing a pollen cough as we speak. Yeah.
Right. So one of the other things that you do, and I wanted to make sure I got to this before I say goodbye, was you for Jimmy Kimmel, for a while there, you were the mock Siri.
Yes.
Right? You did the voice of Siri.
Yes.
How did you do that? What does Siri sound like? What are her markers?
Well, I do a lot of voice matching. So if you're watching a movie and you can sometimes hear something looped, I've voice matched like Marissa Tomei in Crazy Stupid Love. I've voice matched Gwyneth Paltrow, Kirsten Dunst. Like when they can't, Sarah Jessica Parker, that's a big one. When they can't get the talent in studio, they'll hire a voice actor to match them, and they kind of just punch in a few words here and there that they need changed in the dialogue. So I have an ear for that. And so Susan Bennett, who is the voice of Siri,
and who's lives in Atlanta.
Fabulous. When they have to do live bits, when they need the talent on site to interact with Jimmy, they have me come do that. So I just listen to her. I'll ask my phone questions and then I just start doing my Siri impression,
to sound like Siri. Yeah. Do you ever call
the nearest Starbucks is 5 miles away. So it just kind of.
Right. Do you ever call your husband or daughter and freak them out with the Siri voice?
No, but I should.
You
what
totally
a missed opportunity.
Should. I know. That would be like the first thing I would do. In any case, you can actually hear Anna Vucina not as Siri, but doing her own comedy. She's performing stand-up at the Laughing Skull Comedy Fest all this week long, and she has this new book out called Eat Happy, about gluten-free cooking. She'll do a book signing this Saturday at Einstein's in Atlanta at 4 p.m. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.